tragedy, persecution, fidelity, trust, victory. That's the backbone of what took place between 1948 and the present at the site of the Marian apparitions of Lipa, Philippines. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And this, in our last segment regarding the apparitions of the Blessed Mother in Lipa, Philippines, I want to talk about, the agony, but also the ecstasy. As we talked about in the earlier segments, the visionary received apparitions, 19 apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary in a Carmelite monastery in Lipa, Philippines. The apparitions were followed by what they called showers of rose petals like the one I have with me here that was given to me by an archbishop from the Philippines on September 12, 2009. These rose petals were kept and cherished as miraculous concrete signs of what took place there at Lipa. You then had a honeymoon period of great graces, great devotion to Lipa, and then you had tremendous persecution. A legate from Rome, a Vatican representative, came in, and with the cooperation of one person from the church in the Philippines, the visionary was discounted, the mother superior who received locutions was removed, and a sentence of silence was placed for approximately 40 years. And that brings us approximately to the beginning of the 1990s. And again, during this time, the visionary was absolutely obedient. Teresita, now known as Teresing, she's now in her 80s. And she, for that period of 40 years, remained completely obedient to the church. She refused to sign a statement that this was a hoax because she knew it was of God. And the miracles, and now the church in the Philippines is testifying to the reality of the miraculous events and promulgating it, particularly in the person of the Archbishop, Archbishop Raymond Arguelles, the profoundly spiritual and pastoral Archbishop of Lipa at the present. During that period of time, I mentioned that Mother Cecilia, the mother who had received the interlocutions, had been treated very harshly, removed from the Carmel, not even able to pray the divine office with the other sisters for an extended period of time. Well, eventually she came back to Lipa, and she asked Our Lady for the gift of being able to sacrifice herself for the approval of Lipa. And she prayed for this gift some 2 weeks before her death. And soon after praying this prayer of offering her life as a victim for this, she was found at the bottom of the staircase, which was the staircase that had been laden with the rose petals early in the 1948 apparitions. And she evidently had fallen down the stairs and had a hemorrhage, and later that night died in offering her life for these approvals and for the proper promulgation of these messages. Well, in 1991, shortly after the death of Mother Cecilia, the phenomenon of the rose petal continues, where the Carmelite sisters would see these rose petals strewn all over the floor. It was interesting, during the times of persecution, a couple newspapers said, these sisters are making this up. They're taking rose petals and they're using an electric blower and they're blowing them from the ceiling of the Carmel. Later research showed that the whole province didn't even have electricity during the time of 1948. And there were no roses in the region, let alone the fact that the people saw clouds gather in a darkened cloud, and in a vertical single type of file, the rose petals would fall from heaven. This is what you call miracle. This is what you call from God. Well, at the cost of great sacrifice of, you know, the humiliations of the visionary Teresita, and also this life offering of Mother Cecilia, in 1990 and 1991, the continuation of this phenomenon of the rose petals began once again. In 1992, the local archbishop who I had the privilege of speaking with back in 1994, Archbishop Gaviola, did return the statue of Our Lady Mediatrix of All Grace to the front of the Carmel so that people could again publicly venerate this. In 1993, he expressed his public personal belief in the authenticity of the apparitions, And this set off a positive stream of efforts, which today has resulted in the Filipino National Day of Prayer held at the monastery in Lipa. I can testify personally that there were thousands upon thousands of people present for the National Day of Prayer. There was also the Cardinal Vidal of Cebu, who presided with no fewer than 15 bishops and archbishops from throughout Lipa at the very site where, unfortunately, through undue and inappropriate pressure, this apparition had been previously prohibited. Well, we see these things in cases like Sister Faustina as well, where due to human error, there's persecution, but God permits it for the greater good. And the greater good is happening now in Lipa. So I encourage you to go on the internet, get information regarding Mary, Mediatrix of All Grace at Lipa. I also encourage you to write a letter. I know it's difficult to write letters, but for things that we do for secular reasons, you know, sometimes we'll write a letter to send a coupon in to get a discount. What about for heaven? What about writing a letter for heaven? In this case, I'd say, write a letter to Archbishop Raymond Arguelles. His last name is spelled A-R-G-U-E-L-L-E-S, Arguelles. We would pronounce it Arguelles. But Archbishop Raymond Arguelles, you can address it to Lipa, L-I-P-A, comma, Philippines. You can get the Filipino spelling. It's available. But write a letter to Archbishop Arguelles thanking him for his heroism in seeking to promote the authentic apparitions of Our Lady of Lipa, and perhaps encouraging him to make a final statement expressing what he's been expressing in action for well over 6 years about his personal belief in the messages of Our Lady of Lipa. My friends, it's a time for Marian action. I ask you, just as I ask you to write to Archbishop Arguelles, who's a dear friend of mine, I'm privileged to say, write and encourage him and thank him for what he's doing for the apparitions of Lipa. It's very important when Archbishop gets this worldwide, and Mary Cass is certainly being seen worldwide. During the events in giving a talk in Manila, a priest leaned over and said, "I watch you on Marycast all the time." So thank God for the Franciscans of the Immaculate making this possible. But it is a time of Marian action. I ask you to pray for the proclamation of the fifth Marian dogma, which has as its middle term Mary Mediatrix of All Grace. She is the co-redemptrix, the mother suffering, and we need her now. She is the Mediatrix of All Graces, the mother nourishing, and we need her now. She is the advocate, the mother pleading, and my gosh, do we need her now. So, along with the sending a letter to Archbishop Arguelles, encouraging him to make a final proclamation of authenticity on Lipa, I again ask you, pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations for the fifth Marian dogma. We need the Mediatrix of All Grace to fully exercise her powers now. Think of the principle of a hyperlink on the internet. You can see the hyperlink, but until you click that hyperlink, it doesn't take you where you want to go. The Blessed Mother is that hyperlink. Look at Mediatrix of All Grace as a hyperlink. Click that, and boy, she's going to release power in a historically unprecedented way. But we have to acknowledge it. That's what it means to click on the hyperlink. The Pope, the Vicar of Christ on earth, has to acknowledge that she is truly co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, and then we will watch her heavenly thunder in the mode of historic graces mediated to the world. So, it's been a pleasure talking about Our Lady of Lipa. Let's pray, let's write, let's be proactive for our faith. Our mother deserves it, and most of all, we need it. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli saying thank you, and God bless.